until I had to do it.
Yeah.
It took my breath away. I had no idea how I was going to walk into the room and dash somebody's... Yeah.
Well, on the first episode, that girl that sang to you, and it was her, she just wanted to get out of there, and it was her one way out, and she sang to you in that little, like, bar.
And he said no.
And you said no right to her face.
Right to her face.
It was like, cold, heartless man.
It was like...
just horrible.
That was actually one of the easier ones.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's harder on this show because we get invested. You know, we become friends with the talent that we find. We actually go to them. So we meet their families. We learn about them.
Yeah, on Idol, we don't have that whole thing.
So you
we don't
really
even
invested.
Know their stories.
Yeah.
On Idol, you don't.
No.
Yeah. Some of the stuff you do ahead of time, a tiny bit, right?
On very little.
Yeah,
and if they tell us something in the room, then we get to know a little bit more.
Right.
But when I see some of the stories back, I'm like... Oh my God.
Yeah, thank God you picked them. Yeah.
Or, oh my God, we cut them.
That person,
That's so difficult. I saw episode two and I'm like, oh my God, had I known that her mother was here, I would have never cut her. I'm like, man, they feel terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm actually glad that they don't tell me the story because I'll bring all of Latin America. I'll be like, Joe, follow me.
Yeah. Let's put on five shows, not just one. Let's put five shows, 40 people every night. Yeah, but I hope people watch the show because I really can't say enough good things about it. And I don't know whose idea it was to mostly speak Spanish. It's Spanish and English, but there's subtitles when you're speaking Spanish. But it really does show us just another culture that we don't get to see enough on television. And I